and childhood dreams in wrestling media. The wrestling media is flabbergasted by the 1.2 million rating of last week's Dynamite. I know it's late news. I know I'm late with all these things, but if I can get something out, I will, and I am. And I just want to bring up the fact that they have always underestimated AEW, period. And why is that? Why is that? And I'm not going to say that it's all Vince McMahon paying someone. That's not how the media works. And I know a lot of things have changed in terms of technology. But a good book you all should try reading, or at least listening to. I listen to the book. I don't read books much. I listen to loads of them per year, but I don't read that much, is Manufacturing Consent by Noam Chomsky. Now, again, technology has changed, and that is about the U.S. government, you know, tricking you all into thinking war is good and poverty is bliss. And they're doing a great job at it. Thank you so much for believing them, you pieces of shit. I'm sorry, you're my listeners. I'm crazy. This is a rant. But in there, you learn certain things that are pretty obvious in retrospect. Things like framing, things like inherent bias. And these things are not all perceptible consciously. You have to watch these products, these podcasts, these shows, over and over and over again to catch it. But as I said in a recent rant, one of the easiest ways to know this is a phenomenon is to look at the landscape of professional wrestling podcasting and media, I should say. Podcasting is a little bit different. We'll get into that in a second. But, and I mentioned that before, but the media, all the people that were left are people that have begged Vince for access. You know, and a lot of the people are wrestlers who have to stay on Vince's good side so that they can get a legend contract or a regular contract if they're young enough and fit enough. These things are inherent in the analysis of AEW, brother. And so, even though it has a billionaire backer who is much richer than Dixie Carter ever was, even though it's on a much better channel, always was on a much better channel since it got the deal, even though it has bigger stars, all these things, and I'm not trying to put down TNA. TNA had a place and it was good for a time, but I'm making the comparison, because this is the argument they will make. Oh, we just thought it was another TNA. No, brother, you didn't try. You didn't try because you are a WWE mark. Right? And then the few of us, the scragglers, who watch Japanese wrestling, independent wrestling, primarily, we knew that AEW was going to do well. We didn't know how well. I didn't make any specific predictions. But we knew it was going to do well, and I've always overestimated AEW. And why? Because I know that there is a hunger and a thirst for an alternative. And a true alternative. Not something that's like WWE. Now, you can make the argument, of course, because they're really into sports entertainment right now. A lot of good angles, in my opinion, that it's like WWE. But then, look at their finishes, brother. When's the last time they had a DQ finish? It must have been a year and a half ago. Maybe they had one more recently. I think they might have had one DQ finish since, they might have like a count-out finisher. They always have clean finishes. They might be a roll-in. More often than not, it's a 1-2-3 count. Look how different that is from WWE. Look at, and I know I just complained about this yesterday, but even so, look at how well AEW, relatively speaking, is working with other promotions. They just had some guys over from DDT Pro on Elevation. And I didn't watch any of it because I don't watch Elevation or Dark. But I kind of want to go back and watch those specific matches, because I love all this cross-promotion stuff. So it's a radically different product. And the reason the people in the... I'm sorry I'm spitting at this point. I should get like a guard or something. I'm only doing this on my phone now. I don't give a fuck about production values anymore. But sorry about that. But the only reason people in the wrestling media consistently, people like Solid Monster, people like JD from New York, especially people like fucking Wade Keller, what a fucking asshole, they consistently underestimate AEW because they were not NJPW fans. They were not ROH fans. They are not IWTV fans. They're not the same kind of people. Their minds have been built by Vince McMahon. These are the people who loved the WWF. And I don't blame them. The early WWF, you know, the 90s, it was fun. And a lot of people like the NWA are like the Attitude Era. I'm more an NWO guy, more WCW, but hey, whatever. I get it in a certain sense. But you have to grow up. You have to grow up and assess reality. You have to look at ratings. You know, you have to look at demographic breakdowns. And you have to think to yourself, why hasn't there been a major competitor to WWE in years? You know? And it's because of WWE's continuous monopolistic practices. It was only because of a billionaire. This powerful, this rich, he's not super powerful. Vince is probably more powerful politically. That's a fact of life, actually, I would say. Especially in Connecticut. But a billionaire this rich, with this connection to TNT, you needed all of these pieces to fall into place. I understand that, but it has created a mindset and a bias that I don't think these people fully recognize. And it's the same in all media, and that's why I can't trust anything, and I don't like anyone. Because it's all there. You just have to know how to look, and then you can't stop seeing it. It is the Matrix, Neo, and it invades and infects everything. So just be aware of that when you hear all these shock pronouncements about this 1.2 million rating. Now, as to this week's ratings, I make no predictions. I don't make predictions, but I am high on AEW. Sorry, my dog is doing something. I am high on AEW, so I will always overestimate, not underestimate, because there is a certain type of fan out there, a certain type of international fan that we can grow that does not like the WWE, does not like Vince McMahon, and is not going to watch. Fuck the WWE. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to my rantcast. You can follow me at Leftendo on Twitter. Adios. Happy 420, by the way. It's not a happy 420 to me. I don't have any money. I'm waiting on some card sales to go through. So it's kind of stressful. Peace out.